Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call this number 1-888. That's 1-888-FARMERS to switch. And you can save a bundle. You can save, in fact, an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's the average national annual savings from survey data from July to December 2020. That's a lot of money, folks.
Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
A lot of money, so give him a quick call. You can also follow Rob and myself on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. We got the Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson. We always love having him on the show, Super Bowl champion. He will join us at the bottom of the hour as we continue to break down Championship Sunday. Now, the second game, Rob, last night, Kansas City, Buffalo. Obviously, Kansas City won, going away 38-24. And I want to start here. We talked about it on Friday, how Pro Football Talk had reported that, you know, some people around the league were thinking that Josh Allen had actually caught Patrick Mahomes and that Mahomes, you know, wasn't head and shoulders above Allen or you know, some of these other stud quarterbacks. And then ESPN took it they put a face to it. They did a graphic before the game where they compared the Bills and the Chiefs on the head coach, the offense, the number one wide receiver. So that would have been Stephon Diggs against against Tyreek Hill, or unless you think it's Travis Kelce, and then quarterback. And they gave the Chiefs the head coach and the defensive advantages, but they gave the Bills the wide receiver, which is hard to argue with Diggs, and also the quarterback. So they said that Josh Allen, they would take him, and he's got the advantage over Pat Mahomes. Now, maybe they were – I'm sure now they'll say they were wondering what he would be like coming off the concussion or whatever, and maybe he's got turf toe. But Mahomes didn't take it too kindly. He actually retweeted somebody who tweeted about it, and he had the yawning emoji after the game. So what are your thoughts on, you know, what you saw Sunday in that game? Because, Rob, I don't even think it wasn't really even competitive. Like,
It was 9-0 to start the game.
Right, but when Buffalo had the 9-0 lead, because they got the field goal in their first possession, and then the Chiefs fumbled on the punt. So they got the ball, you know, right there at the 2-3 yard line, and they scored. So they were up 9-0. I kid you not, and this is the God's honest truth, there was not a fiber of my being that thought Buffalo was going to win that game. Even with them up 9-0, because the way you watch Kansas City move the football, it just, they were scoring so easily. But that's my thoughts in a nutshell. But what were your thoughts?
I understand why they would put Josh Allen just the way he had been playing. Mahomes is fine. I mean, he had I guess when you go back to his second year, when his first year as a starter, if you're looking for that Pat Mahomes, we haven't seen that guy. So
really?
I think sometimes when you start off like that, people are expecting those kind of numbers. And you could still play well, but it doesn't feel the same. And I think that's where Mahomes is right now. And then, of course, coming off the injury, not really knowing where he would be. And I think that's why they gave the edge to Josh Allen. Just from, and you saw it, it's not, what ESPN put up is not unique or like different from what other people. We saw the, then we see the football focus, right? I think he was behind Josh Allen in that.
Right. They were all prisoners of the moment.
Right. Why?
All of them.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. So that those were all things that were there. So I'm not totally surprised that, that's where they gave the Bills an advantage just from the quarterback, and maybe, you know, and maybe they just it was a coin flip, and they just decided, you know, you don't want to be where it's everything's Kansas City and Buffalo has nothing yet. They've won all these games, you know what I mean? They're in the AFC Championship, and Josh Allen has had a breakout year. It ain't a Pat that Mahomes
only, there's only one explanation, Rob. They did it because they thought Allen was better at this point.
No, I'm
you
just
know
talking
that.
About,
you,
but
you
I'm
just
talking
said,
about
maybe they wanted to even it out, be nice. You know that ain't the case.
I'm talking about, but I'm talking about going into it and where he's played, how he's played compared to Mahomes. I mean, it's different. Mahomes only had one playoff game. I know he was playing fine before he got hurt. Allen's been a little more dynamic. I don't know. I just think that it's closer than maybe people want to think. You got to remember, Chris, you're looking at it at his whole career, and they're just talking about where he is right now. And I think that's what you can't get over. Mahomes has won an MVP. He's won a Super Bowl. So you look at him and say, well, there's no way you can be compared to him. But they're looking at the numbers of recent. And I think if you look at the numbers of recent, that's why they say that Allen has caught up and is playing, quote unquote, on par with Patrick Mahomes.
Well, and to your point, they said he was playing better than Patrick Mahomes. But here's the thing, Rob. It's like I said a few weeks ago. Because this notion that Mahomes did not have a terrific season. Patrick Mahomes, including playoffs, has won 25 of his last 26 games. 25 of the last 26 games he plays, and people are acting like, you just said it, well, he's not that Pat Mahomes. No, he's better. You say it, we talk about it all the time. Numbers aren't everything. So he threw for more yards and more touchdowns his first year. Teams adjust, and as they've adjusted, he's still killing them. I mean, he threw for more touchdowns than Josh Allen in one fewer game. He threw for more yards, I believe, than Josh Allen. Certainly more yards per game by a mile. So, and they won every game except one that he started. But his standard is so high now that instead of talking about, wow, they found a way to win in all of those games. Wow, he made the game-winning drive, or he led them, you know, to that game-winning touchdown. We're saying they only won by 8. They only won by 6. But they won. They won. We're expecting them to win every game by 20 or 25 points, or the dude ain't balling. They look yesterday, and there's been people talking about how they flipped the switch. And, you know, they coasted through the regular season. I think Colin Cowherd was saying this on his show today. They coasted through the regular season kind of like, you know, the LeBron or the Golden State Warriors sometimes coasted through the regular season and then turned it on in the playoffs. I don't think they coasted. I don't know that you can do that in the NFL. But I think that they tried out a lot of stuff. I think they were very confident that they wouldn't or couldn't lose. And now with the playoffs, when if you lose, you go home, I think they have turned it up a notch, as many of the great teams do turn it up a notch in the playoffs. But yesterday, Rob, they just looked, I mean, Buffalo to me, and they're a very good team, they didn't look like they were in the same class to me. Now, maybe you disagree. To me, they didn't look like they were in the same class as Kansas City.
Kansas City marched up and down the field. The Chiefs or Patrick Mahomes as much as you do.
People what?
I don't think they're misreading Patrick Mahomes or they're grading him out as something different because it's just way too many different people around football. That didn't come from one source. So I have pushback. Pro Football Talk was,
I think, four people.
All right, but I mean, like but that. There was that. ESPN did it and somebody else. Because you came in the other day
they
complaining
wrong.
About something else you read
they can
about
be wrong.
It. What?
Everybody picked the Packers
well,
to win
saying.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm
or
just saying.
Or get there, I should say.
But that's what I'm saying is that I don't think that's so far-fetched or the idea that he's not as dynamic, even though we saw games
well,
too, Chris, you're right.
I don't know that anybody said that other than you.
Well, but they've won games, but we saw the game in Atlanta against a really bad Atlanta team, if you remember that, near the end of the year. They won 17. I'm just giving you an example.
You know
you don't
better
have to,
than that, Rob.
You don't have
it's
to agree.
Season,
I'm sorry
man.
That you have to agree with everything I say. I'm just
well,
giving you an
I
example of a situation I thought it was lackluster play against a really bad team.
Okay. But yesterday they showed, and Pat Mahomes
No, but this
showed.
Was before They're the game, different- Chris. This is they were talking about it before the game. Yes, he played well yesterday. The Chiefs played well, but this was pregame. This wasn't after the game was over, and they still said Josh Allen was better than him. Then I think you would have a case.
Pat Mahomes now, 4-1 when trailing by two or more scores in the playoffs. They've had, Rob, 15 drives with Mahomes on the field in the playoffs. And this is to underscore the point I'm saying. Like, they look like they're on a different level. And I think they're going to beat Tampa Bay up. Now, I hope it's a good game. I think it'll be a good game, but I think Kansas City's going to win. But he's had 15 playoff drives. They've scored on, it's essentially only one of them did they not score on. Or did they not have a chance of going? One of them they punted. Two of them they knelt down, obviously, the end of the game. And one of them they missed the field goal. Four they made field goals. Seven of them were touchdowns. So basically, of the 13 drives that they've had where they tried to score, they've scored on 11 of them. Think about that. I mean, this is 2 weeks straight. They are not punting the football. Like, have you seen something like this in the NFL? People are saying they haven't seen anything like it.
I've seen it in the regular season, not so much the playoffs.
Right.
I've seen a number of teams do it in the regular season. It's harder to do in the postseason because you're playing the best of the best. So no, not often. I couldn't, not off the top of my head, to be honest.
If he wins this Super Bowl, what will your thoughts be about him?
I don't know. I don't know yet. I'd have to watch it and think about how it was done, what happened, how he played, the
so
whole nine yards.
So just winning it won't be enough?
That's your opinion.
No, I didn't give an opinion. I asked.
Yes, you did.
I'm asking.
You already decided that.
I said it as a question. So no, winning,
you decided
winning it
that,
won't be enough.
You decided that. I've already made up my mind. So
no,
I guess
I'm
that's
asking
what
you, Rob.
I don't. What do you mean? It won't be enough. What does that mean? I don't know.
Maybe I should have. I said it as a question. I didn't ask it like, will winning the Super Bowl be enough? But I thought my tone of voice showed that. I'm asking you. If he just wins the Super Bowl,
I have no
will
idea.
That be enough?
I have no idea.
Well,
yet.
Why do you ask me? Why'd you ask me on Friday? If they lose, will my narrative about him change?
I don't know. Why did you ask me about if Aaron Rodgers lost to the who they played a week before? You asked the same question.
Because I asked
That's why I asked
because
you.
I wanted an answer, and I have no problem projecting. I had
okay.
no problem answering
you're
your
better
question
at
about
that
Pat
than
Mahomes.
Me. I'm not that good at projecting. You're better at that.
Well, then why didn't – so you're asking me – look, I'll answer whatever you ask, but I'm just saying it's odd that I could ask you that when you act like I'm tripping. But I asked you the same thing. And,
I didn't
you
say
know,
you were
I'm
tripping.
Bugging.
I just don't. I don't know what you want me to answer. I don't know
I
is what I'm saying. I need to
that
see
this dude
the
will
Super
have
Bowl.
Won two Super Bowls in his first 3 years as a
that
starter.
That would be tremendous,
what
no matter what.
Say?
Okay, there you go. He'd be the best quarterback who ever played football.
Here we go. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Have Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs become victims of their own success. Are the expectations too high? They got to win by double digits for people to be impressed. Your turn to weigh in as we continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the iCouple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call this number, 1-888-FARMERS, to switch insurance, and you can save a bundle on your auto insurance, folks. We're also brought to you by Discover Card. Discover matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like they're cramming a full year's worth of cash back into one of those cash-shaped birthday cards. Cashback match only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover, something brighter. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the Chiefs. I thought they looked like they were on another level from the rest of the AFC and particularly Buffalo yesterday. What are your thoughts? Your turn to weigh in.
Chris in Irvine, California. You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I haven't been able to get in recently. Honestly, I feel like Patrick Mahomes, it's crazy to say this, he makes quarterbacking look easy. That's how easy I think he makes the game look. He's just so talented when he throws the ball. It just honestly is the best I've ever seen. He's got great foot speed. He has great receivers, which definitely helps, but he reads the game so well for someone so young. And I think they will beat Tampa Bay. And I think when he wins the Super Bowl and gets a second MVP, he's going to be on a trajectory to quickly being the names of guys like, obviously, like the Tom Brady's and Aaron Rodgers. And I think when his career is over, he'll definitely surpass guys like Rodgers and Brees, who only have the one Super Bowl, and guys like Brett Favre as well.
Right.
So I don't think it's going to be that close when it's that all said and done, because he's accomplishing so much so quickly. And Chris, thank you very much for showing Rob the tweet. I appreciate the love on Twitter.
Oh, that was you?
That was me. You like that, Rob? It's so quiet in Green Bay still.
I thought it was a good one, Rob. Did you see it, Rob?
Nah, I didn't see it. I missed it.
You turned off your social media or something yesterday?
Nah, I just didn't see it.
Because you see everything.
I was doing a lot of different other things. Ham in New Jersey, you're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What up, man? How you doing?
Pretty good. Yeah, man, I think they are a victim of their success. I mean, you know, they kind of skated throughout the season, and then everybody's thinking, oh, they don't got it this year, and they just turned it on, man. And yesterday the Bills had a 9-0 lead, and all of a sudden Pat Mahomes turned it up, and they blew them out.
I mean, they just score easily on everybody.
Yeah, they make it look very easy.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, usually if I was pulling for a team, you know, I picked the team to win – I'd be worried. It was early, but still, 9-0, you'd be thinking, okay, they might be in trouble. I had no thoughts of that because they score so easily.
877-99 on Fox. Eric in Fresno, California. You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah,
what's
how
up?
How you doing? Great show.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. You know what? Couple things here. You know, I knew that the Buffalo Bills had to play a perfect game just to win the game, and the Chiefs didn't, because the Bills were not going to be able to get away with that stuff they got away with the first 2 weeks. You know, you can't be getting no penalties, you know, pass interference calls.
Right.
They had to play a perfect game, and they couldn't do it. And Mahomes, no, Patrick Mahomes might not have looked like, you know, the perfect Patrick Mahomes, but I think that's just because in sports, We tend to try to look at things where we expect it to be perfect. Like Steph Curry misses 3 3-pointers in a row, and then he makes 4 in a row. You'd say, well, he was off. But actuality, everything's not going to be perfect. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Now, I feel you. I think that's a good point. That's a good point.
877-99 on Fox if you want to jump in.
Yeah, Rob, I just think, have you made your pick? We got 2 weeks, obviously. But are you leaning a certain way in the
I don't
Super
know
Bowl?
Yet. Yep. I really haven't. Yeah, I haven't looked at it yet. I'll take a look and make a decision as we get closer. But I really haven't.
They played, when was it? Look, it was a close game when they played earlier this year. So, you know, 27-24. So, you know, maybe Tampa Bay will be able to hang. They got Ty Bowles has done a great job with that defense the last couple of weeks. So, we'll see if he can come up with something. Give him 2 weeks. Look, 2 weeks? That's a long time for a guy like that. So, we'll see if he can come up with something to slow down the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, we got our man, Rod Woodson, the Super Bowl champion, the Hall of Famer, coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's a Hall of Fame defensive back, and trust me, he's better than most of these, all of these cats you've been watching on Sunday. He's also a Super Bowl champion, our man Rod Woodson. Rod, welcome to the Odd Couple, brother.
What's up, my brothers from another mother?
We are great, man. Great to have you on, as always. All right, let's start at Lambeau. I'm going to ask you a two-part question, Rod. First of all, what were your thoughts on LaFleur's call at the end of the game to go, you know, to go for the field goal on fourth down? And you coach some and being a player, should Aaron Rodgers have said something? Like,
yes.
Let's talk yes. about this. You know what I mean? So give me an answer.
Yes, absolutely. I think, first of all, you know, Aaron on that third down, Aaron could have ran for it. He could have probably ran it in for a touchdown because there was nobody over there, and he was throwing the football back into Devontae Adams. I mean,
double coverage.
You know, hindsight, I'm pretty sure he would have said it. He would have ran that thing in. But if you have a guy like Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback and you have the talent that you have around him, knowing that he normally does not make mistakes, you have to go forward. First of all, they weren't stopping him on a consistent basis talking about the Green Bay Packer defense, so you don't know if they would have got the ball back anyway.
Right.
So I would have went for it just for the fact I trust my quarterback more than I trust my defense. So I would have gave him that opportunity. But Aaron should have said something. Aaron should have said, "Coach, whoa, let's go for it. Let's do this thing." You know,
totally
but he didn't, and they didn't go for it, and they didn't get the ball back.
Is this like, you know, they've empowered a lot of these you know, young hotshot coaches who have failed in big playoff. McVay got undressed by Bill Belichick, if you remember, only got a field goal in that game. Shanahan has blown a couple, you know, up 10, what were they up? 8 points, 10 points with
10 with 8 minutes left.
With 8 minutes to go. I'm just wondering, like, maybe these guys just aren't ready yet. I mean, I see the coaching, and it makes no sense, Rod. I mean, I think that call by LaFleur is probably as bad as Seattle not rushing Marshawn Lynch, taking the ball out of the best running back in the league at the 1.5 yard line with enough time to run two plays. Am I right,
okay,
Rod?
I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, okay, which call was worse? That they didn't go for it on fourth down, or giving up a touchdown going into halftime?
Well, that's true.
What are you playing man-to-man for? What they have, 28 seconds, they call a timeout. You knew they were going to take a shot.
Right, it was
and
dumb.
And you call man-to-man for some odd reason as a coordinator? It doesn't make any sense. You put your player in a bad position now.
If you remember real quick, Rod, you remember when the Jets lost that game to the Raiders?
Yep.
They fired the defensive coordinator the next day because he did the same thing. He played man. And you're like, what are you doing? There's only one play that they could throw, and you're not prepared for it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Kevin King fan. I like Kevin King, you know, but I'm looking at him playing. They had a reduced split. He bailed in man-to-man coverage. That is an absolute no-no. You just don't bail in man coverage. Yep. You don't. I mean, unless you're going to stay completely on top and outside and to funnel me into the free safety, that's the only way you can do something like that. But normally you do not do that, and it cost them. And then at the end of the game, not making that decision to go for it on fourth down cost them again.
Rod, I want to ask you this, because we alluded to this I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, the tackling by the defensive backs. And one thing I see is that all of these probably defensive backs and linebackers nowadays seem to be going for the ball every time they go to make a tackle. One, is that part of why sometimes the tackling is poor? And two, did you guys, I don't think y'all did it like that, or did you guys approach it that way, or were you were mainly trying to make a tackle versus trying to knock the ball out and get a fumble?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you want to get the ball, and it is important to get the ball, but you don't take away from the importance of tackling in space, because this game is played on space on defense.
Right.
So every team is going to spread you out, and they're going to run, throw in a little, you know, hot reads and quick routes. And if you miss one tackle, that's a 15, 20-yard game. All offenses know that. And now on top of that, everybody's trying to do the peanut Tillman. Everybody's trying to do the peanut. Everybody's trying to punch it out while they make the tackle.
Right.
Peanut could do it. There's only certain guys in NFL that can do it on a kind of consistent basis while they're making the tackle. So most of the guys should make the tackle first and then try to get the ball, or let your boy come in and try to punch the ball out and then strip the ball.
Right.
Tackle in space, I hate seeing it. I do understand it because I know the ball is important. It is very valuable to get turnovers. So if you get, you know, plus one turnover, your percentages of winning a game goes up. If you get two, it goes up past that. So I get it. But I still think the fundamental philosophy of just making tackles in space, do your job first, then get the ball.
Rob, what'd you think of Buffalo jumps out to a 9-0 lead? They get the, punt return. I mean, a fumble.
Nicole Hardman fumble.
Right, fumble, yeah. And then they get the touchdown. They go in after that, after they got the ball close. Up 9-0, and then basically the Chiefs came alive, and they were basically unstoppable. What'd you make of that? Did you think the Bills had a chance to keep it close when they got up 9-0, or you weren't surprised that the Chiefs were able to win the way they did?
Well, I'm going to go back to kind of like LaFleur. It's, you know, he didn't go for it on fourth down. You can't kick field goals against Kansas City. You just can't. Because if they come, and they showed you this last year, because they're going to have a stretch of possessions where they're going to score 2 to 3 touchdowns in a row. And if you're kicking field goals in 2 or 3 of your possession, you're going to be down. And that's what happened. And, you know, you thought they were going to play a little bit better, but Kansas City defense played pretty good football. They kind of locked them down a little bit. And you look at what Patrick Mahomes is all about. And Tyreek Hill, he was getting deep. But I'm going to tell you the person you can't cover. 87. I mean, Travis Kelce, the stuff he does in the middle of the field, getting behind linebackers and safeties and knowing how to work away from him or toward him, and he's always looking for him. So they have some unique players, unique skill sets. We know Patrick Mahomes, what he can do. But that 87, if you don't cover him, if you don't double him, and you don't double 10 and make somebody else beat you, you're going to lose.
There have been a lot of great tight ends in the NFL and to get in the Hall of Fame. Who was the best either you played against or saw play?
I mean, I played against some good – I mean, you got to remember, I came in and played against Ozzie.
Right.
You know,
that's why I'm asking, and he was a great one.
Right. I played against Shannon when Shannon first came into the fold, and then I played against Tony – I played against Jason. I mean, there's some great tight ends in the national football. I can't say which one is the best because each air is a little different. It's a little bit easier to catch the football nowadays than it was back in the day. But when you play people like, you know, Shannon Sharp and the Tony Gonzalez who are big, physical, can route run, have great hands, they can size you up, but they're quick enough to create that separation, those are tough tasks. Those are tough, you know, a tough down for a defensive back or a linebacker in the National Football League, no matter what era it is.
Rod, we were talking about this earlier. I feel like Pat Mahomes has become kind of a victim of his own greatness to where, you know, I think people are almost underestimating him or underrating him You know, because if he throws three touchdowns and 320 yards in a close win, they say he didn't play that well. You know, they're expecting him to blow everybody out. And I even saw ESPN, Pro Football Talk, they had people rating Josh Allen ahead of Mahomes going into that game. I think this is ridiculous. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I love Josh Allen and what he did this year. I think he has grown into be one of the best young quarterbacks in the National Football League. But Patrick Mahomes has shown us what he did last year and what he's doing this year, that it's not a fluke, that this guy is here to stay barring injury.
Right.
And he can throw the ball deep. He can get out of the pocket. And when he gets out of the pocket, he does everything that you tell a quarterback not to do. Throw the ball back in the middle of the field, throw underhand. He just throws around the defense. Everything you tell a quarterback not to do normally, this guy can do. And you know what? Andy Reid knows he can do it. And he says, you know what, kid? You be you. Right. And you go win another Super Bowl for us.
Right, right. That's how Ali was. Not saying he's Ali, but you know what I mean? He broke all the rules, you know, but still won. All right. That's our man, the Hall of Famer,
Rod.
Super Bowl champion, Rod Woodson. We appreciate it, brother.
All right, brothers. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, my man. See you. All right, sources say is next. Keep it locked right here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Magic City Monday. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. It's time for sources say.
Man. I'm a little moist right now.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
Yes, sir, it is Sources Say. The Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we put Chris and Rob's alleged 45 years of journalism experience to the test.
Wow, it's,
I personally don't believe them.
That's actually not even right. You're shortchanging it.
But even still, nobody really believes you guys were reporters. I think it's just an idea that you put out there to add credibility to the show. But that's okay, because we're going to find out right now in Sources Say. I got seven stories. They all sound a little bit real. They all sound a little bit fake. It's up to you guys to tell me which sources are good, which sources are bad. So let's get started. Story number one. My sources say that R&B sensation Trey Songz got arrested at the Chiefs game yesterday after cops say he refused to wear a mask and then got into a physical altercation with an officer. Rob Parker, my source is good.
True. Rob said that like he saw the story, so I'm going to say true.
Rob, did you see the story?
You saw that,
no,
Rob?
I didn't see the story. Nope.
Wow. I was going to say false, but
it just sounded like a what you call it. You know, people with the mask thing and all that.
Just got arrested.
See, now, Rob, now you know your tactic. You can't answer that fast because then Chris is just going to piggyback. You can't do that. Story number two. A Lou Gehrig bat that may have been used in the 1938 World Series, they're still trying to confirm that, has hit the auction block. And it's expected to fetch, get this, $5 million. Chris, are my sources good?
I'm going to say false.
The card market is through the roof. And I don't know. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but the cards I see are going for big money. I'm going to say true.
You sit on a throne of lies.
You collect baseball cards, Rob?
Not anymore. I did when I was a kid. I was a big collector.
You keep them like good shape and you sell them or something like that?
I had them for a while, yeah. I wound up selling them to a dealer. Okay. And, so baseball cards were a part of my life, big time.
Oh, no,
and comic books.
Then.
I was in the comic books,
They were like video games back then.
Yeah, back then. Well, yeah, the bat is expected to get about $1 million. Not $5 million, but $1 million. That's still a lot of money. Bonus sources say our very own DJ Alex Teicher has a collection of Pokemon cards in the studio right now valued at over $5,000. Chris, my source is good. Bonus.
Wait, what? I thought you were just
No, this is a bonus question. I'm just throwing this out
okay,
there.
Okay, so what is it?
Alex
has a pack of Pokemon cards in the studio right now valued at over $5,000.
Alex, I have one question for you.
Talk to me, Rob.
Why are they sticky? The cards?
That's a printing error, Rob.
I'm going to say it sounds ridiculous to me, but I'm going to say true.
False.
Bro.
That's crazy, right?
Why are you bringing cards to work?
Why are you hating on me right now, Rob?
Have they been tested for COVID?
You don't collect
those cards.
But you collect Pokemon cards.
Yeah, I do it on the side now.
Wow.
Got
Who
some
told
good
you
pulls.
They were worth $5,000? I got news for you. They were playing.
You want to bet, CB?
Nah, I'm good.
Let's put some Jordans on it.
I actually have a few spare ones now that I think about
it. Oh, too soon.
That's messed up, dude.
Too
All right,
soon?
Here we go.
Too soon, it's too dude. Soon.
Story, KD? Where's KD?
Story number three. It's too three. Soon, bro. It's sources say, Akable Fox Sports Radio. Brett Favre apparently took too many shots of the head because he told TMZ Sports this week, if he were running the Jags, he would draft Alabama wide receiver Devontae Smith over Trevor Lawrence. Rob, my source is good.
Brett's, it's funny. He's been saying so many crazy things out
Who
there.
Who said that?
Brett Favre.
Yeah. I'm going to say true. You have to a couple of drinks.
I do believe he probably said that. I think it's ridiculous, but I do believe he said it.
Bro.
Yeah,
I don't know what he's thinking. All right.
Is he hating or what?
He just said that where they're at, they don't really need a quarterback right now. So
Real talk. This for both of y'all. Do you think Brett was glad with yesterday's game, happy with yesterday's game?
The Packers?
Yeah.
Probably.
I say no. I think when you wear a uniform and you believe like your franchise, even though it would have been good for Aaron and not so much for him, I think his place in history is already there.
That's fair. All right. Last one, I think we got time for here. Kevin Durant apparently saw the trailer for the Godzilla versus King Kong movie, immediately took to Twitter to offer $100 to anybody willing to bet against Godzilla in the fight, and at least two fans were able to make bets with him via Instagram. Chris, are my sources good?
Yeah, I think that's true.
I'm going to say false.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Who was it? It wasn't KD. It was somebody else.
No, he didn't make any bets, but he was very excited about it. I think we have a tie, so this isn't fun.
No, I won 2-1.
How did you? Rob just got one right now.
I know. That was his one. I won
he
two.
Got two. He got two before that.
Really?
Yes.
I can't even hear my bongos.
No.
I won.
Unless you want to count the bonus with Alex, 2-1. But that wasn't getting.
I won
fake.
The bonus one and the one before. God.